big night tonight as Washington gets ready for an even bigger day tomorrow. As many as 800,000 people expected. Tomorrow morning, President Obama will make the journey from the White House to this end of Pennsylvania Avenue up here to Capitol Hill. Then at noon on the Capitol's West Front, he'll rest one hand on a pair of historic Bibles, raise the other, and usher in his second term. He's going to address the crowd, of course, and the nation and the world, be paraded, serenaded, honored with receptions, and welcomed into the history books. But for the first time in a long time, the first time since the Ronald Reagan's second inauguration, it'll all be a formality. That's because it happens on the 21st. But law requires the presidents and vice presidents be sworn in on the 20th. So today, the 20th, in two quiet ceremonies, they were.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Barack Hussein Obama, do solemnly swear.
I, Barack Hussein Obama, do solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully execute.
That I will faithfully execute.
The office of President of the United States.
The office of President of the United States.
And will, to the best of my ability.
And will, to the best of my ability.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
So help you God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. Chief Justice. Thank you so much. Thank you, sir.
Chief Justice John Roberts administrating the oath. Of course, last time, as you well know, he fumbled the words. This time, he nailed it. President Obama using a family Bible today. Tomorrow, he'll use the Lincoln Bible and one belonging to Martin Luther King, Jr. A lot to talk about tonight. Vice President Biden took the oath earlier at his residence, the Naval Observatory. Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor doing the honors there. It, too, went off without a hitch. Yesterday, though, during a surprise appearance at the Iowa State inaugural ball, the Vice President, well, he sort of did a Joe Biden. Take a look.
I'm proud to be President of the United States, but I am prouder to be Barack Obama.
A few seconds later, of course, he corrected himself, and just a short time ago, he, his wife, and the First Lady, and of course, President Obama, all spoke at one of the big receptions around town tonight. The president's subject was hair, specifically Michelle Obama's new bangs.
First of all, I love Michelle Obama. And to address the most significant event of this weekend, I love her bangs. She looks good. She always looks good.